Well, we started that set off with Meg Baird, a new song from her on the Drag City record label. That one was just posted earlier in the month. Name of the track is Cross Bay. Before that, we heard some music from Jim White and Marissa Anderson. They have a fantastic record on the record label out of Chicago called Thrill Jockey. It's coming out in, I think, on the 15th of May, a couple of weeks. That thing will be out before the rest of us are. We heard some music from Jess Williamson. I think I saw a tweet from her the other day on Earth Day, actually on Wednesday, when she said that she was in Santa Monica and people were lighting off fireworks and she could see the Ferris wheel in front of the fireworks. And she said it was a perfect setting. On Earth Day, fireworks? All that paper going into the water? And the big Ferris wheel, the metal Ferris wheel on Earth Day. Beautiful song from Jess Williamson in there. Name of that one was, what was the name of that one? Oh yeah, Wind on Tin. It kind of describes the scene on Earth Day in Santa Monica. And also in there, Modern Nature, Jack Cooper's most recent band. And, there was something else in there, but we'll tell you that in a little while. It's time for the Corona's Diary. Thank you. So for the last 6 weeks now, I think this is the eighth week, or the eighth edition of Air Power that I've been doing the Coronas Diaries. The Coronas part is shortened, of course, from coronavirus. Some younger people are using Rona, but I can't get with that one. Coronas is a little better. It's quicker than Coronas virus. In fact, I think Trump should probably start using that because he stumbles over every time he tries to say coronavirus or COVID-19. He always pauses before it and then after it and then smiles as if he's pleased that he was able to do it again. Pronounce it, that is. Anyway, I've been using this mini recorder. Haven't really left the yard except to pick up food. I think that's true. Yeah, a little thought there. And so mostly I've been using this in the yard, in the house, and on the little food runs. So it's a little mundane, but it's a diary that I wanted to keep to remind myself of how I spent these times, because the days kind of all run into each other, and they're just one big amorphous thing right now. They're like Lake Michigan out there. You try to point out where there's one drop of water in Lake Michigan, all these days are the same. Yeah, of course, there's work to do every now and then, and there's, you know, some days I chop wood. Some, well, you know, you've been listening to the Coronas Diary. If you haven't, well, what are you doing? Anyway, we're going to start up again now on Wednesday. We'll go into Thursday, try to get some of the basketball. Had a visitor over on Wednesday. Had a couple of friends over on Monday as well, and we shot baskets, all social distancing, as you'll hear. And we'll try to edit that in there, but it's really just a basketball rattling off of a loose rim on a side of a outbuilding here in Benton Harbor. And then some of the projects, you'll hear those. Anyway, it'll go on for 2 hours. You'll get the point. Thursday afternoon, I'm out in the yard. It's about 3:30. Just had a shoot around, social distancing shoot around with Brett. If you ever listen to the Fontenelle Umbrella, I don't have to tell you who Brett is. It's a program 10 p.m. on Thursday nights. I think they'll be doing a new one before too long. Played some horse. I beat him 2-1. Truthfully, I didn't think it was going to be 2-1. I thought I would get him 2-0, but he won the first game. That's a tough run, though, if you're an outsider, and he's never shot on this Tokovava court. Sorry, the pallets at Tokovava. He's on his way back to Three Oaks now. JJ is hunkered down on the opposite side of a little garden patch from the bird feeder, but he is studying some birds that are on the ground, scavenging for some husks or holes that have been raked out of the bird feeder by the blue jays. I really wish he'd focus on the chipmunk in the garage or some of the mice that are in the house. It was fun to shoot baskets in the social distancing way. We each used our own basketball, never touched it with our hands, kicked it to the other person if it got close to us. Maintain the 6-foot distancing, but I don't know when I would ever want to play a pickup game. Certainly when somebody's playing defense, they're pretty close to you if they're playing any sort of defense, and they're breathing on you. I don't want that. Like a summertime dog panting in the heat. Or like the character in the Prince song, Let's Go Crazy, but actually that's a different kind of panting. Dog involved.
And I can't imagine playing with a
face mask on, let alone sanitizing the ball every time somebody passed it to you. Or you'd have to sanitize the ball as it's in the air. Well, there's a job for somebody. You could be the person who follows a pass in any sport, say baseball, shortstop fields the ball. You're the person who, before the shortstop throws it to first, the shortstop kind of throws it up in the air. You squirt the ball with some sanitizer as it's on its way to first base. And then when the first baseman catches it, I guess he could just kind of flick it with his glove back to the pitcher. In basketball, that's a lot more hand-to-hand. There's not gloves. So you'd have to be the person who is spraying the ball as the ball's in the air on a shot or on a pass. I don't think it'd be good if you're the player and you're putting hand sanitizer on before the pass gets to you. I think the ball has to be sanitized before it gets to you to be proper distancing. The point is, I'm not going to a sporting event anytime soon. I don't want to sit next to somebody, their elbow rubs up against you, and maybe they just coughed into that elbow. So for people who want to open up now, it's like, geez, are you nuts? Did you not just see what happened in the last month when people were just living like they're living? The only reason why things look a little better is because people stayed at home. People wore face masks. People put gloves on. I don't want any part of it if people are all of a sudden going to relax that stuff. And I'm living out here in the middle of nowhere. I picked up Brett's glass after he put it down and I brought it into the house and I thought, So I vigorously washed my hands after I brought the cup toward the sink. I didn't even need to do it. I just picked it up accidentally. And these are the things you have to remember. Like, you can't do this stuff anymore. You just can't pick up a friend's cup. You can't pick up a friend's glass.
After the shut-in, the COVID-19 restrictions are lifted in whatever state you may be in, or maybe federally all at once, and maybe years forward, having friends over, if there's no vaccine found, this is the way you're going to have to live.
You have friends over for dinner. They have to bring their own cutlery. They have to bring their own bowls to eat out of, own plates. I just unthinkingly picked up the cup to bring it into the house and I vigorously washed my hands watching a video from a doctor as I was doing it.
Hi everybody.
That beautiful Thursday afternoon though, right?
taking shape. Reach out, touch a hand, make a friend if you can.
Hey, what about you, my friend? Anytime you come on in, live the United Way. Why don't you join us today?
Reach out, touch your hand, make a friend if you can. Reach out, touch your hand, make a friend if you can.
Yeah.
Well, we're now up to Thursday in the Coronis Diary. There's been a bird that has been trying to get into the garage for a week. I go out in the morning, it's there. In the noon when I go out there, it's there. And, well, not at night. It's never there at night. But it's battering itself against the window. The screen is not visible. Well, it's visible, but the screen is not the thing it's banging off. I would have said it's twanging off the screen, but no, it's banging off the window. And when I watch it, there's nothing you can do. It's an animal. I can't tell it not to bang itself against the window. And when I watch it, it is doing this for 5 minutes on end, and then it must go somewhere, maybe into concussion protocol or something, and goes away for a little while. But then when I come back around noon, there it is again. Does it in the morning, does it around noon. Never see it there at night, which is, well, the birds don't come out at night. Freaks come out at night. You heard the Was Not Was song. Anyway, so you hear a little bit of that bird here on Thursday battering itself, and I've been working on the attic, been pulling boards up against the wall, and I had to saw some pegboard. I got some pegboard, shoot, years ago, and I didn't know what I was going to do with it, and then I decided I was going to put it as a wall up in the attic, which meant I had to cut the pegboard. I don't have any electric saw. I just have a hand saw, and I don't think I corrected it in the Corona's Diary. These saws did not come from Uncle Mike. I said they came from Uncle Mike certainly last week when I was making the thing, the little piece of board for the bathroom lock. That project's done. I'm probably going to take that lock off there because I really had to go to the bathroom the other day and the Mortise lock was locked from the inside. There is a flaw with pretty much every home improvement thing I do. And that Mortise lock, if you're not paying attention, is going to lock you out of the bathroom. Anyway, these saws aren't Uncle Mike's saws. They came from Uncle Mike's dad. So somehow it's my great-grandfather. I don't think that's exactly true, but that's what my mom says. I don't think Uncle Mike was even my uncle. Anyway, my mom did tell me that Grandpa, great-grandpa Mike would play these saws, and there's three or four of them in that case, play these saws with his violin bow. That's why they must have been in such great shape. These are nice-looking saws, and they saw as they're supposed to as well. And then one other thing that we'll tell you after you hear the work in the attic. I'm working on the attic project. That's the one, if you remember from a few Corona's Diaries back, took a bunch of old boards, probably 75 years old, that were in an outbuilding, sort of a ceiling for a building that didn't really need a ceiling. They were just laid up there. Maybe laying up there? What's the proper phrase? Anyway, they were just placed up there as some sort of ceiling, and I took them down, as I told you, just refreshing this for you, when I moved here, bought the place like 10 years ago. It was a really good one, really good weather one October, and I took them all out, took them down, and sanded them off, and washed them off, and then put them right back up. Well, now that I wanted to outfit the attic as a library or a creative space, whatever the space may be, still to be determined, I nailed them up on the walls, had help from a friend, and we got them way up high, and then I finished off kind of, I don't know, 3/4 of the room with the lower parts, and then used pallets down by the floor, where the slanted roof meets the floor. I like the way it looks right now. It is very much home renovations in the time of Coronas when you don't want to
going to a big box store or a lumber yard or anywhere to interact with people. None of them were cut to fit. We just put them up there and made them fit. So it's going to be, when I finish up that last quarter, it's going to be probably pretty hard to match them up. But whatever, the point is, I'm now down to the floors. And they're filthy. They've been dirty for probably, I think the house, it said circa 1890s on the deed to the house. And these floors haven't been cleaned in that time. There must have been a wood burner or something up here. There's some scorching on one of the rafters and on a big brick chimney. I know there was a wood burner in the room we use for the laundry now. And this was a chimney for it. I don't know how. It's either tar or some burn marks. And there's some of it on the floor as well. A lot of it on the floor around the chimney. Maybe they were, I don't know, maybe it was some sort of coating so the floor wouldn't catch on fire, or maybe the floor caught on fire many years ago. Thank you.
Laying in bed Thursday night and I heard this sound. It wasn't the owls. By the way, people always say the owl sound, you'll know it's an owl when it says, who cooks for you? You know what? Don't make that owl into human talk. That owl doesn't care who cooks for me at all. The owl is communicating with its own sound and it's not translated into English. It's a beautiful sound, the owls. But I heard some weird sound on Thursday night. It might have been the wild dogs way back behind neighbor Vicky's place. But it didn't sound like dogs to me. It sounded like a bird, but I don't know what night bird would have been up in the trees. So I got out of bed and went downstairs and I went outside in my pajamas. It was warm enough at night. It was like 45 degrees or so. Did put a sweater on, if you want to know. And sure enough, as soon as I got out there, the sound was gone. I wasn't asleep, it wasn't a dream, and it wasn't either a cat snoring or the night sounds of Meow Mix. No, there was it was an outside sound, and I don't know what it was. I hope it comes back. I'll try to stay up late and visit with whatever animal was out there. And then we'll get into Friday.